Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, what company do you work for?
We're a third-party call center. We represent for more than one company.
Look here. I got a message on my email that my service provider, cell phone service provider, owes me $290-some. And when I opened the site, what was offered was an iPad for a dollar. I entered my, I went on and entered my credit card number to pay the dollar, and it said insufficient funds, which I know that I have funds in there. So
yes, can I get your zip code?
Do you know?
Your zip code?
40065.
40065?
Mm-hmm.
And what was your first and your last name?
First name is Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E. Last name is Reed, R-E-E-D.
I do see an account for Joyce. What was your mailing address?
1037 West Henry Clay Street, Shelbyville, Kentucky.
Yes, Sam, and I do see an attempt to claim the iPad. In order to claim the iPad, you would have to be enrolled in our meal planning app called Bites Up.
See, it didn't say I let it started out with a whatchamacallit saying my service provider owed me money. And then I went into the site, and then it came up with this iPad, and then you, and it didn't say a word about joining any organization. Do you know who you're working for?
What do you mean?
Do you know who you're working for with this particular call I'm making to you?
It's for an app called Bites Up.
It didn't say a thing about that. I'd be cautious if I were you.
It's in the terms and conditions when you try to claim the prize for the iPad. States it's a contest, a sweepstakes.
Well, the term and condition should have been what they said on the site where they owed me money.
Yes,
that's
and you would have had to agree that you read and understood those terms and conditions before entering the contest.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad my card didn't go through, and that's probably why, because people are getting tired of getting hacked. So, thank you anyway.
Thanks for calling customer support.
Bye.
Have a great day.
Mm-hmm. Be careful. Bye.